Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind. Yo, situation is serious. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Whatever may come, whatever may be, it's cool. I got it covered, beloved, from A to Z. I'm the up a heavy bundle ED. And you can flip on a trip, but it's alright with me. If things were meant to be, the B, you be meant. And what I'm here to represent is excellence. If you need any help, open your eyes and it's heavy D. Now you will think if you're alright with me.
Fresh. All right, baby, baby, baby. the sound of Janet Jackson, All Right With Me, right here on the Wise Words with One Dome Show. Hey, I want to thank Clarence Muhammad, also Chef John Stewart, also Coach Willie Green, and my wife, Arthur Angela Marie Holmes Poole. I want to thank them for putting out a Facebook birthday donation to Hooked on Fishing. Now, Coach, you know, I went on and donated to that, and also to Muhammad's. Now, I'm going to feel bad if I don't donate to my wife's, so I'm going to have to go on and donate to my wife's as well. But I only donate to these causes because I know that Hooked on Fishing does the work. This Saturday, we'll be going out with four of our youth with masks and gloves. We'll be picking up on the River Road. I don't know if you guys seen my Facebook Live today where I went out to the River Road and showed you where we'll be picking up that big mess that we showed. And, man, I'm just wondering, why are people dumping trash out there in such a beautiful scenery by the water? I just don't understand. Why are you guys dumping? Matter of fact, it was a letter in some of the trash today, so I was moving. Me and LP was out there, and I was moving with a stick. And I was like, look at all this information right here. If the police really or the rangers or whoever may be looking out for those that are littering, if they just came and moved the stick and looked at a few of these names and addresses on here, we can come up with the culprit that threw it down. And so I showed LP. I said, hey, LP, look, Janet, look at that. Janet and them dropped this out here. He said, ooh, Tim, you know what? We ought to mail them some of this stuff back. We just laugh, right? Because, man, it's crazy how people make a big mess out by the river. You don't even go fishing. But we'll be out there this weekend, Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. We can work it out. We'll be out and about getting it in with our young friends. Anyway, speaking of we can work it out, let me go to the phone line. Mr. Henry just called in. Mr. Henry!
Yes, sir, we can work it out, for sure. But it's going to take a little action. Man, these folks is talking about, from what I understand, that this thing, we may not never get rid of it, you know, simply because of the connectivity of social contact. And some folks don't believe in social distancing. So they say, man, is that a scary thought or what? And proof of it, according to the news reports, when China and South Korea eased the social distancing restrictions, it popped back up, boom. So I'm just saying, black folks, out of a job, things going to be tighter than usual. Now is you know, entrepreneurship, you know, pull it out when you need it, you know, get trained. You may not need it right away, but when something like this hits, it's like, well, what are you going to do? You're going to have to make the transition, you know, from saving money to generating money in order to survive. What better way to do that? You don't necessarily need brick and mortar establishment. Online folks are killing it, making a nice piece of monthly change, okay? And a lot of it is based on relationship marketing. A lot of it is due to what they call causal marketing. And so there are a lot of opportunities out there for that. I'm just saying, if they say this thing going to be with us a while, so they're predicting 25% unemployment. So what does that mean for black folks? Pump it up. You say 30, 35, 40, maybe 50% unemployment for black folks. Because, you know, white folks get a cold, we get pneumonia. Okay, I'm just saying, though, that we got to start looking out. We got to start looking out. See, what we need to do is form an incubation system, a business incubation system. All you got to do is go to my website, www.yeswecanworkitout.org. Okay? Check us out. We can show you how we can work it out. You can't wait till the last minute. You know, you got to think along the lines of how to generate some income. And if you can't go back to your brick and mortar, what are you going to do? You going to wait on Washington to feed you? Good luck with that. This is no joke. I'm just saying. Google business incubators, a business incubation system, the business incubation process. It's ideal for black folks. I'm just saying. Check it out. Do a little research. Google business incubation. Okay, I'm going to put the soapbox away, but just consider that, folks, because like I say, transition from saving to generating. Okay, I'm done.
Every night he tell y'all about the entrepreneurship program. He tell you to go to yeswecanworkitout.com. He tell you to go check it out. And I'm going to ask Henry, let me get serious a minute. How many people have been, you've been on here every night, how many people has went to the website and notified you that they've been there?
Well, I can't pinpoint, but when I check my analytics on GoDaddy, they show me pretty high, 80%. And then the number of hits or views fluctuates, has been fluctuating between 125 and 175. And then, you know, they'll break it down to a seven-day span that fluctuates between, you know, 7 and 15 on any given day. So, like, see, I can't specify any particular person who checked out the site, but folks is taking a look at it, you know. So those analytics gives you an idea of whether or not a couple of people are checking you out. So I'm going to try and build on that.
Okay. All right. So, once again, can you give them the email address? I just gave it to them, but tell them again how they can reach you and what they're reaching you for, because I don't think they know the importance of what you're talking about. I mean, you talking until you blew in the face, and it's all about helping your brother and your sister get qualified to even run their own business, to know about business, to do business planning, to own your own, to have someone work for you. I mean, all that goes into the entrepreneurship that you're talking about, and I just can't understand why we have to beg somebody to come and get the service they know they might need. I'm just wondering, isn't it?
Well, sometimes it depends on the motivation. You know, some folks go into entrepreneurship as a need simply because there's no other alternatives. Like, you know, when I got out of the military, couldn't get a job, highly skilled, couldn't get a job. So I had to create my own. So that was becoming an entrepreneur by necessity. Okay. And so a lot of times we're forced, you know, to become entrepreneurs because of that. That's the main reason for a lot of folks. So the website, www.yeswecanworkitout.org, email henry@yeswecanworkitout.org. And we talk about, you know, business packaging. You know, we can help you put your business together. You know, we become packagers, and you become entrepreneur owner. And so we bring all the components together to get that entrepreneur owner up and running. And so it's something worth checking out. I mean, we did it back in the early 90s when we had the business incubator over at 24th and Florence. You know, so we set out to find a property that we could use to stick an incubator in, okay? And so we found a property over on 24th and Florence. So we bought it from some guys out of Oakland, and we set up shop and opened operations, okay? Got a HUD grant, and, you know, that helped us kick off the program. So I'm saying this is a time where you need to explore your options. And, I mean, you know, be curious, inquisitive. Give us a look-see and shout at me and see what we can do. All right?
What's up? Your boy SP, you hear me? I'm holding it down for my dog. Two ones on entertainment, you hear me? If y'all need a real DJ, they know what they doing, you hear me? I let my dog, DJ One Gone, you understand me? If you want it done right, you know what I'm saying? I let my run, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? Y'all boys slow down, you hear me? My dog do that gospel thing too, believe that, you hear me? Yeah.
916-534-2543. That's
Shining bright. Tuned in to Wise Words with One Gone. It's the Gat co-signing. Cheer.
Yeah. In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
But whatsoever they said better be real. Hey, so I was talking to Henry earlier, man, and he was telling me about the, you know, the Black Chambers of Commerce, the Urban League, the NAACP, And a lot of these churches that are formed are not hitting the mark. I don't know if it's because y'all signed a statement saying that you ain't going to be able to do certain things to help the people that are really in need of help, or I don't know, because we are still living like we in the 60s, and this is 2020. We still dealing with racial issues, and you got to deal with that as long as you have economical issues. And so with all the million and billionaires that are woke, so say, I just don't see no progress. I mean, a lot of people getting a lot of money, and then they talking about they going to Africa and building schools and teepees and all this other stuff, but you can't even do nothing right here in the hood. You know, there's too much going on in the hood. It should be some nights you out speaking for free to change a lot of lives if you got the power and you got the platform. If it don't hurt your pocket, you know, like it does most people, they can't get out there and speak freely because it'll hurt their pocket. And I'm just saying, if you are one of those that have a good income, a good revenue, and a good mind, I don't know what is holding you back from helping people get to the next level. Then that's what a leader is built from, helping others to lead. And a good leader is also a good follower. I just don't understand. So maybe you can call me at 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Maybe you can open up my eyes to something that I may need to see. But right now I got my ears open and I don't hear nothing. I hear the cry of the babies. And it's sad that they don't have, you know, good direction. It's some of us, but like my OG Henry said, it's not enough of us trying to do this groove thing to make things move, man, you know. And I'm going to need a couple of y'all to lace your boots up, get in the trenches, and be seen sometimes, you know. Stop hiding all the damn time. Hey, let me give y'all something like this. This is for my OG Henry. Henry, sit down. Strap on your seatbelt. Let's ride, buddy. Let's ride.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good afternoon. You're now listening to your Captain Quick Draw. Station KDJ 3799. We're broadcasting to you from the command module, Commodore Steamship, a Commodore Country. We just done key. Mama up there around that Watergate City. Hey, around that Watergate City, up around the big house. Hey, the big white house up on the hill. Hey, we just done keys. Hey, sitting by waiting for your return. Hey, get out of that, Cotton Pickle. Hey, Cotton Pickle, get off my ass. You do hear me breaking for that first. Hey, Mama. Hey, you talk. Hey, when your name is called, not before. Hey, we gonna take a stood by, hey, and listen all over again. Mama. definitely appreciate the comeback. Hey, good rich for life. Hey, cause we didn't know whether we were making a trip. Hey, up to your fast city. Hey, but since we are, hey, we do want to pass the number to you. All the 73, 88, 44. Hey, and good gracious for life above all. Hey, a good day today, a better day tomorrow, and a most prosperous and productive year to come. We just unkeyed. Hey, how about a shaggy dog? Hey, how about that shaggy dog one time? Hey, we breaking, standing by.
Hey, here, oh, a mercy, stand by, quick draw. A some kind of bigger key and up.
Hey, all we wanted to do, hey, was just find out how you feeling, hey, this fine afternoon. And wanted to know also, hey, had you seen that guy singing Phil Sabatello? Hey, good gracious alive, hey, Mr. Adamant. Hey, good gracious, hey, the strong man, hey, of Atlanta. This guy's big and red baron cutting my coax. Hey, come on, red baron.
Captain Quick Draw right here on the Wise Words of What Gum Show. Hey, man, you know, ooh, we had some music back in our days, man. You know, and it wasn't a whole bunch of fighting and killing in the music. I mean, there was a lot of cheating going on in the next room and stuff like that there, you know. But it wasn't a whole bunch of that. I kill your daddy, knock down your mama and all that, you know, none of that, right? And I just appreciate where music has come from and where music is going. There's a lot of good music out there today that, you know, makes sense. They got some conscious music that makes sense, right? And so to all them artists, I want to thank y'all for keeping music alive, man, because so many people are trying to tear it down. And, you know, music to me is a healer. That's what it is. It's a healer, and it helps me heal. And, yeah, that's what it is with me. But, you know, I got a song that I got up in under my sleeve, and it go to Henry Hawthorne again. Here, Henry.
Long time.
Yeah, that's the sound of Shorty Low functioning at the junction. Hey, Henry gave me that about 4 or 5 years ago. I was standing on 50th. Hey, Henry, you remember that jam right there?
Yeah, I was a young pup when that came out. It was part of my upbringing. They had a little place south of where I lived called Central State University. And we used to sneak down there on the back roads and try to make out like we was college students. Wasn't nothing but a party.
Say nothing but a party, eh?
Function at the junction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Play LP.
Damn.
LP. Hello? Yeah, I didn't make it to you today. I got your jacket. We went fishing. I got your jacket in my car. I didn't get back out. I took a shower. Took me a shower and shut it down in here.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. What, we trying to drown some worms tomorrow?
Probably, yeah. Early in the morning.
All right.
Yeah, or it got to be early because I got a whole bunch of my wife's birthday coming, man. I got a whole bunch to do, man.
Hey, man,
I,
hey, okay. The fish should be there, dog. I only been there.
You already know.
I only been there. All right.
Hey, man, so, hey, man, give us a shout-out on what's been going on in and around your area, man, because I know last week right there on Amherst and Meadowview, Hispanics got shot and they died. And then they caught the suspect. It was a young brother, a young Shavers that they caught. And I was just wondering, is everything all right over in the South area, in the Mouth area?
Yeah, well, over there it's still kind of hot. You know, they had the bear in the air. You can't help but hear them boys. And they had two of them. This was last night. I guess it's stemming from that. Over the weekend, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, you know, over here, I'm closer up to Florence and not back down Meadowview, but Meadowview, yeah. It's all, you know, everything is kind of dormant right now. Everything is kind of laying low. You know, they're not on the street pushing baby strollers with no babies. They were normally doing around here, but everything is quiet. It's just like this. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man, I just had to tap in with you brothers, make sure everything all right, man, because, you know, it get slippery when it get wet, and it was wet today, and I didn't want nothing to get slippery. You hear me?
All right now. All right.
Let's go.
I don't
go
out there when it's raining.
What'd you say, LP?
I said I don't like being out there like this when it's raining. When I was coming up, it didn't bother me. But when I was coming up, we didn't do this on the street. We would race against the clock. Just one car going down the road, meet at the end, beat the time. Because you have a tendency, the way they do it now, it don't make sense. Beat the clock. Because you ain't going to stay in your lane. They ain't going to do that now. Doing all these donuts on the freeway and everything, they ain't going to stay in their lane.
Uh-oh.
But, but we all had our outlet. You know, we thought equalizer was the stuff. Man, the things they putting in their cars now, they need a park just to play their music. Just like if you want to really race, go to the drag strip. You see what I'm saying? Like they're on Excelsior Road, you heard me?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
no, they don't. They
got the Sacramento Raceway. Sacramento Raceway right there.
Mm-hmm. I almost forgot about that stuff, but I always remember it, man.
Yeah.
So our young life's coming up was good. These kids have it rough today, and they still want to jump on each other. I was looking. I'm looking, sitting here looking at CNN now. This I don't even remember where it was. It's going off now, but this didn't happen today, yesterday, today. The black man and his mom, and he hear a knock at the door sound like distress. And he goes to the door and open it without looking. Well, there, you know, they standing there with guns. Talking about they want to see the son, and he trying to shut the door, and they trying to open the door. Long story short, to my understanding, what I seen was that they was at the wrong house. Now they want to apologize face to face. I tell you what, when it ain't going to stop. And we not trying to stop whatever it is you want to do, but don't bother us that way. I don't understand it, man. It still goes on. If it lasts 3 months, still watch yourself. Watch your surroundings. Try not to be by yourself. They can carry a gun, but you better not have one on you. I don't know. Sometimes some things need to be said. And I'm saying them right now, nice as I can and as calm as I can be. But I swear to God, this makes no sense to me anymore. It really don't. It really don't. It's back-to-back happening and in different ways. But they still do it the same thing. Come on now. Go ahead on, Tim. Go ahead.
not Michael Jackson. All I'm really trying to say is they don't care about us, you know, and we don't care about us. Because if we did, we'd do better, because we know better. Oops, that mic on again, huh? We'll turn it up in the heat of the night, in the air of the night.
My own two eyes. See you. brain.
Give me your thoughts.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99 and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, 'cause you're better than shows. From your head to your toes, control. Baby, you know,
oh,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things, a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You can say,
oh, you know you deserve better.
We should be together,
baby. With me and you, it's whatever, girl. Hey, so can we make this thing up?
Sound of Mario, Let Me Love You. I was on the other line talking to a friend of mine, and they were saying that, man, the world will never be the same. And I just want you to know the world was never the same. I mean, when was the, each day things change, y'all. And so we just need to get into the Word and let the Word live through us. That's all I can say. LP, you know, in the 60s, we was fighting for our rights, right?
Right.
And so today in 2020, we still fighting for the very same rights. Do you understand? Along with our lives.
We're fighting for our lives.
Yes, sir.
We really are. And we're not even trying to battle. We choose not to battle. But we're steady being pushed. We're steady being pushed. We're not animals. We're not. All this time has gone by, and none of that has never changed. I said it before, and I'll say it again. It goes from worse to worser, and there's no such word. I don't know. I would just about give anything to have peace on earth with everyone and everybody get along. But we have to start at home, and America is our home. I like seeing Africa on TV. I know nothing about it. And I'm not knocking Africa. Don't get me wrong. I can't believe this, man. It's like every time you turn on the TV. I am not a racist. I'm not. Okay? Believe me. I got 4 kids. I'm not a racist. And if you're wondering, yes, they are. Not all 4 of them. If you can't read between the lines, then get you another sheet of paper. But this is sad out here, man. It doesn't matter. It's time to come together. But they don't want us. And we all will say the same thing. If we don't want to be wanted, that's okay with us. Just leave us alone. But they don't even leave us alone. Ooh. I don't know. Anybody, just give us some clues. Chime in. Quit listening. Let's talk a little. Come on now. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I appreciate you, man. And the world need to hear that cry that you're crying, because you're crying for the world. You said you give anything to see peace on earth. And so with that being said, man, I'm going to go to one of my young listeners. Run the wheel.
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Alonzo. I go to Fortune School. I'm in the third grade. Wait, I'm going to call up. Hi, my name is Alonzo. I go to Fortune School. I'm in the third grade, and my day was good.
What was good about you?
I'm 9 years old. I go to Fortune School. My day was good. And what was good about my day? Wait. Because spend time with my mom, and I also get most of my work done. Like, I have free time for the rest of the day.
Okay. You know what? I like what you said. You said, I got to spend time with my mom. And so a lot of people are not getting that time to spend with the family because of this and that. And so people have said, well, I don't have time to do this. Well, God stopped the clock, and he stopped your movement. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to go here. Everything shut down, and you're still not spending time with your family. What does that tell you? See, my young partner, Lonzo, he just said he spent, that was the best part of his day, was spending it with his mother. Hey, now, so Lonzo, you know, you know there's no school for the next 5 months at least. What do you plan to do in the next 5 months to keep yourself occupied during this time?
So first, I'm going to try to get all my work done. I'm going to try to get all my work done and so I could be done with today. I mean, so I could be done, so I could have free time. And so, and then after that, I'm going to try to talk because I don't really get to talk to them. And I'm just going to have... sorry, everybody and all of the, and like the people that mentor with me and stuff. And I'm going to try to follow my mom and have fun with, like, going fishing and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. I heard going fishing. So this Saturday, we'll be going out to the river road. We'll be fishing, but we'll also be picking up some of the trash. I know some of the listeners heard what I said when I first came on about all the trash that we've seen. Me and LP, matter of fact, LP is on the line. We went out today, and it was a beautiful spot, but somebody just threw all their trash out there. And so we're going to go out, pick it up. I'm going to feed the kids, take them out to Wendy's or whatever. Last time we went to Wendy's, everybody had a ball. And so we're just going to do that and communicate and talk to each other about Mother Earth as we clean up. And then, Lonzo, I got this song for you. I know you asked for it a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to give it to you today.
Pull up on your block tonight, bleed it. Sliding. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me phone, but the tech got him leaning. Never let the beat get cold, what's the meaning? Pull up on your block tonight, bleed it. Sliding. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me phone, but the tech got him leaning. Never let the beat get cold, what's the meaning? A handgun. I brought a Mac in. Gotta keep a technical in case it's hacking. That's what I do. My life, I'm in traffic. My pistol bloated. Ready to unload it. Pop up, least expected, like a notice. Famous crip. Everywhere I go, people notice. I started to notice. You gotta watch people closest. Dozing off in his bins, cause I can afford not to focus. Glocks make them disappear. Hocus pocus. I work too hard. I'm never lacking. I told business, you typing all cashing. I'm really popping. You niggas, stop passing. Pull up on your block tonight, bleeding. Sliding. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me phone, but the tech got him leaning. Never let the beat get cold, what's the meaning? Pull up on your block tonight, bleeding. Sliding. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me phone, but the tech got him leaning. Never let the beat get cold, what's the meaning? Pull up on your block tonight, bleeding. Sliding. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. I don't get mad, dumb. I get even. You been rapping, I just do this on the weekend. They don't wanna believe it, so I had to repeat it. They envy me, I'm MVP, this is my season. Creeping in the Jeep, turning the Jeepers Creepers. Treat my like a pistol, no such thing as keepers. These throwaways, bust once and I throw away. I'm a fly crip, baby, I don't know no other way. Pull up on your block tonight, bleeding. Sliding. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me cold, but the tech got him leaning. Never let the beat get cold, what's the meaning? Pull up on your block tonight, bleeding. Sliding. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me cold, but the tech got him leaning. Never let the beat get cold, what's the meaning?
Yeah, with that song right there, I'm going to end the show, man. I'm tired today. Got up kind of early, moved around a lot. One love to you. I'm going to give final shouts out to LP and Lonzo, Mr. Henry, and Craig. Let me go right here. To LP, you got a final word tonight?
All right. You will, man. Y'all, come on. We got to do something. Come on. We can do it.
What we have to do. It's going to be hard. It ain't going to be easy. You see what's happening. And then nothing changed. But they don't care. I'm almost in, like Betty White said, when I give a damn, don't give a damn no more. Die on my feet.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Lonzo.
Yes?
Give your final words for tonight. Give some good encouraging words to the people. What can you tell the people that are suffering tonight?
Okay, I just want, the people that are suffering, like, what do you mean?
You know, people that are down, people that don't have their fathers in their life, people that don't have jobs now because they have a lot of people out of work, lost their jobs. People have been misplaced in their homes, taken out of homes and in foster care. People are in domestic violence. There's children that are in child abuse. There's people that are shooting each other. There's a lot of people in pain right now. What kind of words can you give the people that are feeling bad right now?
I just want to say that you guys.
Right on. Right on.
Help you.
Lonzo? Oh, your phone went out.
I couldn't hear nothing.
To them and stuff, and that also, like, if they need anybody to, like, help them, we're all here, and we don't need invitations to, like, get stuff or, like, to talk to people. We could just, like, talk to us because this is a whole community. It's not just for one person. It's for everybody, so everybody can, like, talk to each other.
That's my boy. I love you, Lonzo. God bless you. Hey, we out of here. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. Peace.